This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Adulthood is a Project. It's happy hour. Woohoo! We're here. You know, if you've been listening to Happy Hour, you know that it's our uncut conversations, and we just bring a guest on and have some drinks and talk. So today our guest is Dawn. Hey, John.
Hi.
Hi, John.
What's going on, guys?
John, do you want to tell everybody how you know us?
So I know Casey through work. I work with Casey. She introduced me to the podcast, and then I've been listening to Charlie for probably about 2 months now, two or three months. Nice. And Charlie has no idea who I am.
No, I was excited to meet you today.
Yeah.
I was excited to meet you.
I'll say it does look like, I mean, John, I swear, you look about 10 pounds heavier on his camera. Not a good representation of him.
Yeah, I thought y'all might get a kick out of that.
Okay. So, listeners, we give a little form to our guests. So if they want to discuss something, they can put it on there. And John's request was to talk about how the camera really adds 10 pounds. And John, I was going to be like, wow, I've never even met you. Are you calling me fat?
No, I've only listened to y'all through the Apple podcast. So I haven't even seen you. I had no idea what you look like. But the people need to know that I'm way skinnier. I'm fit. And I'm sexy.
Oh, wait. Did you come on here to find a date, John?
No, I did not. No. No, I have a girlfriend. She's in the other room. She will kill me. So.
Well, you look like a handsome young man, John.
Thank you.
The camera's doing you justice today.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yeah. That might be my Persecos talking, but don't worry about that. It's fine.
I don't blame you. Yeah, have y'all had breakfast yet?
I have not.
I did, so I was running a little behind. So we kind of record these when they work out for everyone and listeners. Yeah. It's for me in Arizona, it's 9 a.m. So I take that alarm went off and I'm like, I got to get up. And I'm like, I'm going to have a drink. I better eat something. So yeah, I made some eggs real quick.
Yeah.
What's your breakfast choice over there, smart move. John? No, I don't know. Tell us your breakfast choice today.
Guinness extra. Oh, I don't know if I can show it.
Yeah, sure. I don't see why not.
I'm like, Guinness extra stout.
Nice. I like
it. Got 5.6 ALC and no taste that I like at all.
Guinness sounds like a hearty breakfast to me. I think you're going to be set for the day.
Yeah, I'll be sleeping for the day, that's for sure.
So I was going to, because I'm like, oh man, yeah, I'm on one now because I woke up going, you got to get moving. And so I just, boom, like off the gate, like halfway into my coffee, made those eggs. And I'm like, I'm ready to go, guys. Like, I'm excited for this interview today.
Yeah.
The interview for happy hour.
Yeah, I'm a little scared since I listen to you guys to like listen back to it. So I feel like every time I hear my voice, I'm like, who is that prepubescent little girl talking? It's just not what it sounds like to me, you know?
You know what's funny is, I would tell you, I've always hated the sound of my voice, like on recording and stuff. But since starting the podcast, I've just gotten used to listening to myself.
Yeah.
I feel the same way.
But I am always like, is that really what I sound like?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
It's like when you hear like, oh, do you, because I think we sound normal on the pod, like listening to the podcast, I hear myself. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like me. But if I listen to, like you said, like a recording on someone's voicemail or something, that's when I'm like, that's what I sound like? That doesn't sound right.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I agree, being on here, it seems, I don't know. I feel like I sound pretty normal.
I think so. Yeah. I think I probably do sound pretty normal whenever I listen back to us. Like, if I listen back on the radio or anything, I'm like, yeah, I think that is what I sound like.
Yeah. So don't worry, John. You sound manly.
Thank you. I try.
I think if my memory serves me properly, so if it doesn't, call me out. But listeners, John here is the culprit of the coffee cup in the incorrect dish tray.
Yep. Yeah, I forgot about that.
He is.
I'm a culprit of a lot in that restaurant.
I was like, tie you back into that one episode because I'm like, I remember that. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna meet the coffee cup guy.
Yeah. You know what's even funnier? We actually worked together the other night and I came through and I said something to him about, I'm like, I don't know who's stacking dishes in the dish pit the wrong way. And he's like, so you assumed it's me? I was like, actually, no, I know who it is, but I'm just telling everybody.
It was me. It was definitely me.
Your reputation in the dish pit precedes you.
Yeah. Well, that instance we had, there was another worker there that was cleaning the trash can out. So I dropped it and dipped. And I was out of there. Casey came around the corner hot. So I wasn't going to be in the hot seat. But it was me. I figured I'd wait and tell her till this podcast.
I'm gonna be so honest, I was thinking it was that other person at work.
Yep,
one of your kids.
No, my kids.
No, her kids are good. They're on their shit. They really are.
They're afraid of getting in trouble.
I am too. That's why I lie.
I come through mom and everybody.
I'm like, we've got three managers and one of them is Casey. She just doesn't get paid for it.
I was gonna say she doesn't have the pay yeah. for it. That's awesome.
But
what happens when you get to be the older lady at work in that environment? I'm not calling you old, sister. I'm just saying, like, I remember starting in that business back in my 20s. I'm like, oh, calm down. And now I'm the person to go, all right, guys, come on. Like, can we get it together? Like,
yeah, no, I mean, I respect it. So I've managed before. I've been in her shoes. And I would say right now, I have stopped caring as much. And that speaks more on me than it does her, you know? Dishes go wherever, cups go wherever.
I hope your managers all listen to this podcast.
Oh, God.
You just got your hours cut.
I feel like they have a feeling. No, because I run food, so I'm good. I do the bare minimum. All right.
Oh, okay.
I do the bare minimum well, and that's good.
John's like, I got my dishes to the dish pit. What the hell else do you want?
Yeah.
John, did you listen to our happy hour episode with our buddy Mark?
I did. It was funny. You know, I was thinking yesterday about going back to put like a face to the
to the
voice.
Name.
Yeah.
I'm like, even Mark would not enjoy working together.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I thought about that too. No, I listened to it and he was talking about customers and everything like that. That was a good podcast for me. I was sitting there. So I have another job. And so I'm sitting there listening to it at my other job. I'm like, that's it. That's 100% it. Talking about the customers. And,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, he'd hold you to a standard. Wait, so the restaurant's your second job?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm there part-time. Tell us what you do for your first job.
So my first job, I will shout out Masa. I work for a food truck.
Okay.
So I used to manage a food truck, and that's where I met the owner of this one. And we clicked, and then he grabbed me on. So now he opened up a shop, like a brick and mortar. And so I managed that and helped the food truck go out. And so like on festivals or like big events, I'll usually be on the truck with them. But any other little event, we usually have other guys that'll go out. But I'm just kind of a guy that helps them make it all happen.
Nice. That'd be kind of fun. Wait, you're more on the food truck now than in the brick and mortar?
No, so I'm more on the brick and mortar. So I would say I'm more or less like the heavy hitter. So I make sure we got everything stocked and ready for all the events, plus the brick and mortar location. Everything's going smooth. And if we have like a really big event, like a big festival, then he's going to want me on the truck. But anything else.
Okay.
You know.
So you're all about the food industry then, huh?
He wants
yeah.
the truck.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think you cut out a little bit. What'd you say? That I want to own a food truck?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. So that's why I started working with him in the first place. Is he's kind of like mentoring me.
What kind of food would you do on your food truck?
I would do sandwiches. Like soups and sandwiches.
Oh, my favorites.
Yeah, same.
I mean, I like also, food in general.
Yeah, same. That's why the viewers got to know I'm 10 pounds lighter in person. Or we can just round up to 20, whatever. But yeah, so food trucks usually have an off season, like winter. For most restaurants, it's pretty slow. Same for food trucks. Nobody's going out. So my hope is that soup and sandwiches would usually help. Because we do a lot of, like, charity events or, like, go to hospitals and stuff.
Oh, okay.
So we hope that would pick up a lot of business.
If you got a license in enough states, if your winter's slow there, come out here to Arizona. The winter's the popping season out here.
Really?
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, hot, summer's huh? when you don't want to be here. Like, summer's hot. People aren't going out. Like, it's our slow season.
That's smart. Yeah.
So yeah, once October hits,
check that out.
It's popping until like March, sometimes even up into April, depending.
Yeah, I have to go check it out. I've never been to Arizona.
Get licensed in two states, drive that food truck, and make money on your whole drive down.
Yeah.
Everywhere you stop to set up.
I mean, it sounds like fun. I'll give it a try. I'm sure there's a lot of regulations that I have to forget about, but
yeah,
I'd be giving it a shot.
I like it. Okay, so on Happy Hour, we play Truth or Drink. Are you down for a game?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Truth or Drink. And then, do you want to start, sister, or do you want me to?
Yeah, I can start.
Okay.
All right. Truth or Drink. Have you ever pretended to understand something and then just winged it?
Every day of my life. Oh my gosh. Yeah. No. So my boss, I was talking about the food truck. I mean, he runs stuff by me all the time. And like I said, he mentors me. So, you know, like the other day he was showing me how to do spreadsheets to count how much all the food costs for each stuff and for each package and how you get the best deal. And I'm like, yep. Okay. Well, here's the thing is I'm also writing the spreadsheet. So the second he walks away, I'm just Googling what the fuck he was talking about. Yeah, I do it a lot. I zone out. As soon as the conversation hits like a certain time period, or like if somebody talking for like 20 seconds straight, I'm like, I'm gone. I started thinking about something else.
I'm sure your girlfriend appreciates that.
She keeps it short. She knows my looks now, you know? So she'll be talking to me and then she's like, You didn't hear a word of that, did you? She's like, I saw the lights just dim.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And scene.
Yeah, exactly. Then she'll give me a little spark notes, little short notes on it.
But
it's like, just take out the trash tomorrow. I'm like, okay.
Yeah,
why couldn't you just say that? Because,
yeah. He's for the masculine communication.
Yeah, I listened to that one too.
Yeah.
The other day.
I'm thinking, I can't think of a specific incident, but I would say, yeah, I think I do it a lot where it probably happens to me more if someone's having me maybe read something and I'm reading it and I'm like, I don't know what those words meant. And I'm like, that sounds really, really good. And then I'll turn around on my own time and like Google a couple of things and be like, oh, actually that did sound really good. Okay. Good thing I just kind of maybe made a guess as to what that word meant. So I can't.
Yeah.
Think of a specific time that I did it, but yeah, I think I do the shake my head a lot, smile.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, that's
yeah, exactly.
What about you, sister?
I think back to my first year teaching, and they wanted lesson plans a really specific way. I mean, we had to have a whole day's worth of PD about how to write these lesson plans. And I was just like, holy shit, I don't think I understand this. I mean, it turned out okay. But yeah, I was winging it big time.
Fake it till you make it.
Yeah. I'll be honest, like once you get into the groove, like as teacher, I would go in there and wing teaching a lesson most days. I'm like, okay, I don't know what we're doing over here today.
And those kids never graduated.
But boy, we love that teacher.
Yeah, they probably did. All right, today class, we're watching a movie.
Yeah. They can recite Dirty Dancing by heart.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot of parent-teacher conferences about why they've seen Top Gun 3 times.
Yeah. The cool parents that are like, can you tell us next time we're showing it? Because we'll show up too.
Yeah.
Why do my kids keep calling me Maverick?
Although I'd be the parent at the school being like, can you get my kid into Miss Houston's class, please? My kid would have already aced the test though, because like, yeah, I know my mom's been making me watch it too. Okay. Truth or drink. What's the most ridiculous thing you've ever gotten irrationally angry about?
I'm like, I have a girlfriend, so.
Like, she's made you angry?
Like, irrationally angry? I mean, I feel like that's just part of being a human. You know? I'm trying to think of the last thing. I don't know. I mean, honestly, probably my dog did it the last time, you know, because he's just a dog. He's just being a puppy. I know how you feel about dogs. So listen to that last episode. And I'm like, you know what? I kind of agree. I'm starting to see that. No, I love him, but, you know, he's a puppy. So I always got to remember he doesn't mean to be annoying shit. Yeah.
I can see a dog.
So, I mean, yeah.
Oh, try to be. Yeah.
Mine is.
I know yours.
What?
You're just stacking the dishes wrong in the dish bit.
Dude, I think we've covered the fact that the dish pit makes me angry. Oh man. No. I was thinking about reality television. I do get stupid angry at the people on there, and will sometimes really lose my shit. Yeah. And luckily the flower child, like, she has watched the last reality TV show that I was watching, and so I could come home and really complain to her and be like, did you see what so-and-so did on that show?
You're like legit mad. You're like, oh.
Yo.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that before.
I think it's funny you say that because I had one answer in my head. And as soon as you said that, I just did this last night. I'm watching this damn show on Netflix. And I get into season 2. And I'm like, they did it again where they make everything so stupidly obvious. And the main character's being such a dumbass. And then I get mad at myself for watching it again. I'm like, why do you do this? I'm like, Charlie, like, what is the, like, you chose to watch a show. Like, are you seriously that angry right now? And then I was, like, so annoyed at myself for getting into it that now I need to finish season 2. But I'm already annoyed with the show.
Yeah.
Sounds like, yeah, I feel crazy, that same
angry,
way.
But yeah.
I feel that way about scary movies.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh. And I love them. But, like, it's always the dumbest decisions. I do not understand.
Right.
I'm like, get out of the house, girl. What are you doing?
For sure. Like, the other one was like, I've gotten annoyed in the past about how people, like if I'm cooking with someone and how they might choose to cut a vegetable. Like,
yes.
Yeah. I'm like that's not how you cut an onion.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't think about those. Yeah. Okay. So I've got a good little pet peeve. Mine is like irrationally angry is when somebody asks you a question and they like say it really soft and you can't hear them. And they're like, hey, would you go walk the dog? And you're like, I'm sorry, what'd you say? And they say, the dog. I'm like, what about the dog?
Yeah, there, you like repeat the whole damn question.
Kills me. Yeah. I'm like, no. I cannot stand that.
That's a makes good me one, dude. Yeah, that is annoying.
Yes.
And you're really just mad because they didn't say, and you're like, is this really necessary to be like actually pissed off about? No.
Yeah. Trying to think them up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one kills me. I can't stand that. Or when somebody, well, you can't hear somebody. Or no. When you ask somebody a question
all the time.
And they're like in the middle of something or doing something, which is like understandable, you know, and then you ask them again, no response. You're like, hey, man, and you ask them one more time. And they're like, God, yeah, what? And I'm like, all right, well, if you had answered the first time, we wouldn't be here right now. That kills me.
Yeah.
But I'm bad for it.
I'll say I have such a tendency to get so focused. Like if I'm doing something, I'm in a zone. And my kids would be the first ones to tell you, I completely zone out. And they'll be talking to me and I'm over there like,
just winging it. Just winging it. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm the same way. Yeah. I mean, it's understandable. We all do it. But it pisses me off. But, you know, just like I said, I zone out. Girlfriend's telling me something. It's like, did you hear that? I'm like, no. You know, it happens.
She probably gets irrationally pissed off that you do that.
Oh, she probably gets rashly pissed off.
I was going to say, actually, I think she'd have a reason to on that one.
Yeah.
This kind of went a little far, but I was also thinking, like, I hate when people don't use proper words. Like, I cannot stand if someone's like, you want to get a sandwich? A sandwich?
You yes. are
50 years old. It's called a sandwich.
Like, oh, my gosh.
Like, if you're a toddler, I get it, because you're a toddler. But come on. I've had grown adults.
They barely get a pass.
You want to come over for sketty? I don't know what the hell sketty is, so no. Like, I get really frustrated, like, slightly angry to where I'm like, I don't want to hang out with this person anymore. Like, can't say the word spaghetti, or they can't say the word sandwich. Like,
I will.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I'm laughing. But because when the flower child was little, she just called it Hanitizer. And I still call it Hanitizer. I'm like, I need my Hanitizer.
Yeah. I mean, that reminds me just, because I can't stand when people abbreviate things that don't need to be abbreviated. Which I see now more with like younger and younger kids. Mm. And so like for a while people were saying preach, like instead of appreciate it, like open the door for him, preach. I'm like, you sound stupid. Like say thank you or thanks. Thanks is the short version of that, dude, already. Like how much time are you saving, man? You're 15. Where do you need to be right now? What are you,
like we already came up with a shortened word for it. It's called thanks.
Yeah, it kills me. Anytime somebody abbreviates something, I can't stand it. I've got friends, they say sush instead of sushi.
Stop it.
And I,
yep, that would annoy me too. I'd be like, no, I don't want
to. Well, they do it now to piss me off. They do it intentionally.
Once they learn.
Yeah.
I swear people do that too. It's like you almost don't want to tell them your pet peeves because then they do it just to really like get under your skin.
Yeah.
If I'm in the right mood, cool, I'm going to laugh about it. If I'm in the wrong mood, like you're really going to push my last button and my last nerve. Like I do not do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand it. Not every word needs to be abbreviated.
No, I know. Yeah, no. Especially for those of us that have to go Google it later.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, I would have to go Google. Like, what the hell was that kid saying to me? I would probably assume that maybe they didn't speak English.
Yeah, it was like 2 or 3 years ago. Everybody at the restaurant I was working at, I was doing that. And I was like, all right, so everybody's having a stroke today? Or what's going on?
I've never heard that, but I would have been like, what is happening right now, Prish? Like,
no. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I can't stand it.
Boy, that's a bad one.
That is a bad one.
Okay. This question, I thought it would be funny since we all work in the restaurants. Do you judge people's orders super hard? I will I totally do. And what I judge is when it's those people that order a steak well done.
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah, that's a good one. I judge that one too. Especially like if it's a girl or like a little kid, I kind of let that one slide sometimes. But when I see a grown man, like cowboy boots, cowboy hat, 5 o'clock shadow, or full beard.
He's posing.
I'm like, all right, man. You want me to cut the crust off your bread too? What are you doing, man? Like, why are you paying that for a steak?
Your camera's all over the place there, John. What's going on?
I had to charge it.
Oh.
And now it's like, now it's moving.
It feels like we're getting a tour of your apartment. Or house.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm in my gym room right now, so there's not a whole lot to see.
Okay. I would say I probably be back in the day used to judge a lot when people were
shit.
Jesus, John.
For the listeners that only listen and don't watch the video, John's camera is everywhere and cracking me up. Okay.
I think we got it.
Okay. Yeah, I used to judge a lot with the whole like, I'm gluten free, but then they'd have croutons on their salad kind of shit. I'm like, okay, are you gluten free? You know, that was back in the day when gluten free was becoming a thing. Now, I would say like most of my customers just order normal stuff. I definitely judge when people ask for a fork with their bone and wings. Like, and when they do, they're asking.
How does
like,
that work?
I swear they're looking at you like you're the dumbass that didn't bring them the fork. They're like, can I get a fork? Yeah. Can you not pick that up and eat it like a normal human being does with a chicken wing? Like, obviously, I don't say that. But as a bartender, I definitely judge some of the drink shit I get come across. Like, someone the other day ordered. Malibu with cream and grenadine. I'm like, I'm going to go talk to the server before I even bother making this drink. Cause I'm like, what is this shit? I said, do you mean like creamer? Like, and she goes, yeah. I said, and this is specifically what they asked for. She's like, yeah. And just a splash of the grenadine. I'm like, okay. I said, I'm going to make it, but they have to drink it. I'm not taking this shit back. And I make it, and as I'm making it, like the creamer's curdling in there with the Malibu, and I'm putting my splash, and These other two people are in the bar going, what do you mean? I'm like, I don't know what I'm making, but it's disgusting. And we were all looking at it and they're like, I like Malibu, it's fine. And they're like, it kind of sounds good. I'm like, just looking at this drink doesn't even look good. And they're going to taste it. I'm like, absolutely not. Like, no, here. And they didn't send it back. They took it, but I was judging them.
But yeah, too.
No, I do that a lot. I quit even double checking with people at this point. I'm like, that's what you ordered. Listen, I don't know what to tell you.
I'm going to double check because if I misread your ticket and that drink gets sent back, now I'm twice as pissed. Because I already made one stupid ass drink.
See, and then
I
misunderstood it
and I got to wait. Yeah. I don't want to add to my frustration. I want to be cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, no, I really should double check, but I don't. I'm just like, all right, man, if that's what you're wanting, like, we'll give it a shot. If you don't like it, that's what you ordered, man.
Yeah, true. See, I think
that's one thing I cannot stand, though. You order something nasty, or like if you change a cocktail or the food, and you're like, well, this is gross. I'm like, well, that's because you made something different, buddy. You got your own thing.
Yeah. You didn't.
That's why we don't serve what you ordered here. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think
that's why it's not on the menu. You
get that a lot. You're at the Cajun, huh?
Yeah.
With people trying to keep certain stuff out of dishes. I know you've kind of talked about it a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of modifications at the cafe for sure.
Yeah. I had a customer yesterday. Came in, it was brunch, and the lady was like, I just want biscuits and gravy. And I'm like, yeah, you're not gonna want that. We have, like, our gravy is a jalapeno gravy. It's not the gravy you're thinking.
God, that sounds
good. Yeah.
And she's like,
it's pretty good.
She's like, okay, well then I'll get biscuit with some jelly. I don't have that. I can get you some honey for your jelly or some honey for your biscuit if you want. She's like, do you have anything normal here? No, it's fucking Cajun. I don't know what to tell you. I don't have anything normal.
I'm like, well, if you'd love to look at our menu that we put in front of you, I'm sure you'll find something.
Right.
You might have an answer to your question, buddy.
John, she ordered the hot honey chicken and waffles and then lost her fucking mind over how hot it was. And it's not even hot.
It's not. No, it's like, it's literally hot honey.
It's like sweet.
The sweet takes it all out. Yeah.
Maybe she should have stuck with the jalapeno gravy.
Well, I know. And then, so whenever, of course, I bring it out to her and I refilled her water glass like 50 effing times. And she's like, this is so hot. Why you didn't, I told you I wanted it like Southern style. I was like, that is Southern style.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, I mean, this is really, and I looked at her and I said, ma'am, I would tell you that that dish is more sweet than it is spicy. That's not hot.
Yeah.
Listen, I did not get a very good tip on that table, though.
Yeah, it happens.
I'm like, you cannot be in here with your bullshit, ma'am. Get the fuck out.
So, people make it easy to judge their ordering. Let's put it that way. How about that?
Yeah.
People make it easy to do because they plot stuff. I'm like, what is happening right now? And
please stop coming to Cajun restaurants and asking things to not be spicy.
Yeah. If you don't use dipping sauce with your chicken tenders or all you order is chicken tenders, just stay home. Don't come out. Don't come out.
Or just go through drive through.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't come to a restaurant like actually looking for a meal or something.
Yeah, I promise you it's cheaper. Anybody who listens, if that is you, Stale.
Yeah. I had a lady one time that complained she'd gotten a frozen margarita, and next thing I know, the server's up, and she's like, that table wants to talk to the manager. I'm like, okay. And at our place, the manager's the bartender. So I was like, okay, sounds good. So I go there, I'm like, was there a problem? She's like, yeah, this margarita. I'm like, oh, okay, well, what's wrong with it? I drank it. And it's okay. And I'm not going to order another one. Okay. I said, so what's wrong? I just kind of wanted to give you a suggestion. Maybe next time you don't put so much ice in your frozen drink. You don't want ice in there? Okay. I said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Put less ice in my frozen drink. Mind you, her drink's like
gone. What do you think you're getting?
So it's not.
Yeah. I just have a suggestion.
Yeah, that was her suggestion for the bartender.
I thought of it about right here at the very end. That's when it came to me. I had to keep tasting it to figure it out. Yeah.
You know, like accidentally made like all slushy style, but at that point you just don't serve it because you did mess up. Like you can sometimes get too much ice in there, but you know that and you fix it.
Yeah.
So like there's literally your glass is empty.
Yeah.
But I'll do less ice and there's a drink next time, ma'am. For
I
sure.
I know, Casey. I know you know. We get a lot of this at Bourbon Street. Oops. But we'll have plenty of people that will eat like half of their food and then complain. It's like, oh, this needs to be changed. I'm like, okay. Well, you're getting charged for that. And like, I know I'm tips, but it's principle. Like, I would just take your food. And go for the $2 you're going to leave me. But you're already having a problem. And at this point, just you're going to have to pay for it. And I'll take the no tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That kills me.
It's sometimes you're going to set that precedence because then when those people do come back in, they're not. I don't know. I think if you start setting that precedence of, listen, here's the deal, man. Like you ordered it. You ate half of it. Like you're paying for it. It is what it is.
Yeah.
I'm not coming back. Okay, that's cool. And you see them again next week. And you're like, okay. Like, you just know you can't complain and get away with shit, but you actually do like the food here. You were just trying to get shit for free.
Yeah.
Well,
that happens a lot.
Here's the thing. You guys are going to understand exactly what I'm saying when I say it. And I'm not going to go any further, but Cajun food attracts a certain clientele.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
So we get a lot of it.
Yeah, we get a lot of it.
There's always been this saying in my head, and I think it came from a friend I worked with years ago at a barbecue place, but there's stereotypes for a reason.
Yes.
And the stereotypes come in because it obviously does not apply to every single person in whatever group that might be. However, it's a generalized stereotype for a reason.
Yeah.
But oh
my
God.
Start somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm dying because, so we're talking about the drinks and I have to continue this crazy story from yesterday with the lady with the hot waffle.
Oh, this was yesterday?
Yes. It all happened yesterday. She ordered a voodoo punch. Great. I bring it out. And she's like, no, ma'am, I ordered the voodoo punch. I was like, that's what that is. And she said, that's not as bright as it is in the picture. Ma'am, I need you to understand that on the menu, that's not an actual picture. It's a
fucking drawing.
Like, it's a drawing. It's like an Stop. Emoji.
They're drawings of all of our photos or all of our drinks.
Yeah. And it wasn't the same color.
Oh, wow.
As, you know, the printer ink.
Like, we ran out of magenta behind the bar.
She was fucking with me at first. I was like, Yeah, I mean, because it's a picture, like it's a drawing.
Yeah.
And she's like, are you sure you brought me the right thing? I serve this fucking thing multiple times a day. I'm positive I brought it to you correctly.
I'll tell you this, I'm more sure than you are. This is my job.
Yeah. After she drank half of it, she didn't really like that anymore.
Okay. Well, yeah. Obviously, right.
Obviously.
You know what? I want to say on the flip side, I'm thinking about this. I don't know if it's because I've been in the industry so long or because I just have a brain and I use it on a regular basis. But we had been out for we went out for our nephew's 21st. And we went to this restaurant that I'd only been to one time. And I'd had a drink there once and left. I was just checking it out. So we went there and had dinner. And the drinks come over. And I'll just start with our server was horrid. Like, absolutely horrid. And I'm just like, I was already frustrated and we'd barely ordered drinks. And anyway, the drinks come out and she said, she's like, and this is whatever the name of the damn drink was. And I'm like, I don't think that's that drink. She's like, it is. I said, well, that's interesting because that's not what the menu described it as. And she's like, well, that's what it is. And so it was for someone else at the table. It wasn't even my drink, but I was like, yeah, no, that's not right. I'm like, I grabbed the menu and I'm like, it says right here that it's supposed to be a slushy. Like it's a slushy frozen drink. And she's like, I mean, I'll ask the bartender. Okay, that'd be great. Do that. She comes back. She goes, yeah, this is the drink. Again, the menu literally specifically says slushies, and that's the option under slushy. And they, mind you, this is over ice at this point. And she goes, the bartender says we don't even offer that. Well, then you guys might want to update your menu. So,
yeah.
I'm thinking like the opposite side of it's really annoying to me when someone doesn't know their menu.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm reading it. Like, I'm doing the responsible thing as a customer, and I'm reading what I'm ordering.
No, I understand that.
So, if it's, and again, I wasn't doing this. I don't tend to like listeners. If you ever want a tip, in my opinion, as a bartender, and I've been bartending for years, don't order frozen drinks. You're getting less alcohol, hardly any flavor. Like, 98% of the time. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Get it on the rocks. Come on now. So I don't personally order slushies. But this other person wanted one, and that's totally fine. Like, I don't care. But I'm like, if you say you serve a slushy drink, then make it a damn slushy. It's not over ice.
Yeah. Well, see, I am that person where if I'm waiting on you and you ask me a question, I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll go find out.
I'll do that too, for sure. Like,
yeah, I don't know. Probably I got very little answers for you, buddy. But I'll go find out whatever you need. Casey knows. I'll go and ask her questions all the time. Sometimes I'll just go to the back and just openly say out a question for anybody that can answer.
Well, he's like,
yeah, I gotta look for my manager.
Yeah, learn your menu. you know, though, like if I'm training and I haven't done it in years, but if I am training a server, I automatically am like, listen, if you truly don't know, go ask. Because the customer's going to appreciate that 10 times more than you just making some shit up off the cuff. And then it's not the truth. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's it. Okay. I'm gonna keep moving on with our. Oh, am I on the last? Am I the last question?
Last question.
Okay. I saw this one the other day and I really liked it. So if your life had chapter titles, what would this chapter be called?
Today it'd be Guinness Extra Stout and a long nap. I don't know. I have to think on that for a minute.
I feel like mine would be called something like Chase the Dream.
Chase the Journey.
No, Chase, not Taste.
Oh, I was thinking of Skittles the whole time. I was waiting for you to explain that.
Wait, what?
Like, that's cool. Mine would be, you're not you when you're hungry.
We didn't ask for the main title, just the chapter.
That's good. So chase the dream.
I think so. Or like, go get it. Or yeah. that classic, she thought she could, so she did. I'm feeling very empowered right now.
I mean, it's good. It's a good way to feel.
Yeah.
I would say on that note, mine would probably be, let it come to you. Oh. You know, I think that's a lesson I've learned at least this past year. Was like, you know, not everything you do, or not every problem needs to be solved. Some problems will solve themselves. And some things you don't need to bang your head against the wall, because it'll happen. You'll figure it out.
Oh, eventually. I like that one. Okay. Yeah.
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 Yeah. I usually keep a notepad in my phone of like all these things I have to do. And then, you know, half of them, you don't even need to do. You're stressing out over something that doesn't even matter.
I tend to do that too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like overstressed small shit.
Yeah, exactly.
What about you, sister?
I think I'd probably, I'm going to say it's living the dream.
Oh. Okay. I like that.
Why is that?
Why? Because I'm living the dream right now, John.
Chasing the rainbow.
I'm just saying,
huh?
Look at what we're all doing on a Monday morning.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah, that's fair.
Recording a podcast and having a cocktail. I'm like, hey, yo, I'm in it. Living the dream.
Living the dream. Yeah.
I like that.
It's a dream I can get behind.
Shit. Yeah.
I like that. I would definitely agree with that. I thought that was a fun one. When I read it, it made me like really start thinking. I'm like, oh, what would I call that? I'm like, ooh, I don't know.
Yeah, I was drawing a blank until you said yours. I was like, I fucked it.
My Skittles.
Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I was gonna make the most inappropriate joke right now.
Now you have to.
Make it.
Yeah. I like the taste of the rainbow. No, that was my early 30s.
That was the chapter before.
Yeah, that was...
That was a fun chapter.
Yeah, it was. Oh, man. My mind goes to some crazy places sometimes. I don't know what my hair is doing right there. It's making it under control.
Yeah, that's why I put on a hat. I was like,
I've never put a hat on during a podcast.
Maybe try it.
I might. You know what? I might. I'd like to wear a hat. Yeah. So.
She's telling you something right now, I guess.
Well, you already told me the camera adds 10 pounds. Now she's like, maybe throw a hat on too.
Yeah.
I'm trying to catch a date on this thing. I don't have anyone in the next room to get mad at me saying that.
Oh, yeah. No, we play it safe here, boys. This is...
Yeah. This is good call.
Yeah.
That's not playing it safe. That's called respect. It's good.
No, yeah. 100%. Yeah. 100%.
I'm too funny. All right. Anyone else want to discuss anything in particular?
I don't think I have anything on my mind.
Okay.
Right now.
Good.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and say maybe time to wrap it up. And John, it has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been so nice meeting you. And listeners, hey, if you got someone or you want to be on a happy hour, reach out to us, because that's how we know John. He was a listener. Well, he worked with Casey too. He's a listener. And here he is.
Dedicated listener here.
Dedicated listener.
I am, honestly.
We love it. We love it. Trust us. All right. So I will say until next time, cheers to you.
Cheers.